number 9, track 2, side 1. It's not too much. Will it matter what I said?
No.
Okay.
You feel weird about getting, about being kicked, you'll get over it after a while.
Oh no, I don't care.
I'm getting very used to it by now. Of course, I learned things by listening to myself.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's like, I found, you know, it's very funny. Your message and you're on the same wavelength. You respond.
You always, one of the things, at least in some subcultures, not in others. One of the ways you show that you are on the same wavelength is body to something. It's a thing that you can do.
Well, and the fact that, you know, the whole idea of communication is really somehow getting this message across. Yeah.
in a while, I have to get a babysitter. Why don't you go around this side? The clink as quietly as possible. You don't have any utensils to worry about.
No, you're fine. I might crunch a little.
I have it on my agenda to buy plastic
tools. Okay,
there.
No, they don't get this one corner.
Oh, no, there's always some noise in here. Also, the echoes in this little room, too.
I keep thinking about whether I could
get them a small rug with my grant and how they would take. I'll have to get them a small
one. Okay. No, I was going for the sake of turning down the echo.
Mm-hmm.
Might be acceptable.
That's good, huh? Oops. So I think there was some bone in that. So, okay, there you go.
Good nanny, look out for fish bones.
Have you any idea when you'll actually get started?
I'm
going to try and finish it this academic year. Okay, Peggy?
I need to realize.
paper she gave me by David McNeil. And I said that while I thought there were some troubles with it, it had plausible parts too from my standpoint, but he took some Piagetian stuff as givens that he could work with, and I was in no position to criticize his use of Piaget and how to sort of feel about that. She hadn't read the paper too freshly, so we just got off into a discussion of paraphrases and the problems of organizing behavior in real time, and didn't get back to the McNeil claims themselves. I wanted to look at them, the ones that are more like, I've got some data that bear on some of what he's got to say on the language side of it. As a matter of fact, I think I'm a little annoyed at McNeil because some of the same ideas he uses are things not formulated in the paper that he was present when I read in 1973 spring. And it's a little irritating not to be referred to any of those sort of things. He probably just forgot it, so he just wore the dust back. It probably sort of sounded mildly reasonable to him because he was probably already thinking along those lines. Right. Yeah. You know, just get a little irritated. So when I get a few.
Stage, he's sort of saying that. It's gonna make too much noise.
God, don't worry about it. I mean, I'll hear it, but I've survived worse.
Okay.
Sit down.
Generally, there's the
idea.
Try it
by yourself.
I know. Would you like some?
Okay. Cut off a little piece.
Given the strings, I would have to.
Thank you. Would you like some of that?
No, it's okay.
That's celery chicken. What sort of videotaping facility do you have?
Quarter pack equipment.
Oh, you too.
Some quarter pack equipment, a tripod, cables so that I can extension cable from the camera to the deck.
so I'm not tied by the 3 feet of, and I don't have to schlep the deck with me, which I find impossible. A separate microphone. And having a place near the kid, which is another reason why I originally thought of an eating situation. So I thought, well, at least in an eating situation, if the kid's in a high chair, I can put the microphone somewhere that'll be reasonably close without worrying about moving so much.
I do too if you could manage to get the time and energy. Who will you use to help carry things if you don't have to make that all by yourself, right?
Well, I have lugged it all myself. I mean, not...
The one I'm going to get from MIT is 50 pounds.
I don't know how heavy this one is. It's a Stony Port. I'm sure they're all the same.
By the time they've got it packed in a nice box with a few accessories.
Well, what I've done is not... And I know they have a carrying case for the whole shebang. What I've done is take the parts and, like, I've can manage to make 2 trips to my car so I can get it all. But I will be having someone come with me, actually, because what I see, I started talking about this cognitive stuff. I'm sort of realizing as I'm thinking more seriously about it that I'm, and also I got advice from Carol. Do you know Carol Feldman?
No, but I have to meet her one of these days.
I think I may have
write to her? I'm not sure. Anyway, go on.
Well, she's here. She's giving a course here at Harvard this term, but she's not here all the time. She's
Chicago?
Not here.
Chicago.
She's at Chicago. Yeah. Oh, I think she's going to be leaving it. And when I saw her, I was very excited. Because in general, I've not been very happy about this thesis because I had this nagging feeling inside of me that it's very vague and that I'm not quite sure.
Oh, come on, Mom. Jacob, wait a second. I'm going to help her. Poor baby.
Snatched from his mouth. Not quite sure, you know, what I'm doing, and is it too broad, and, you know, there's all these sort of things that give you nightmares. And, you know, I kept saying to myself, well, it is a broad area, and this and that, you know, and I, like, tried to formulate predictions that I could make in advance about relationships between nonverbal speech and cognition. So that, you know, maybe it's my lifetime's work or something, which is in terms of cognition, I mean, what I'm really interested in doing is trying to figure out, and I guess George Miller has sort of tried doing this a little bit, but people have told me that it's managed to be just very incomprehensible, but I haven't seen it. It's trying to get some idea of what, you know, if you talk about kids, if Greenfield's observations are right, let's not even talk about whether or not her schema is the best one, but if her observations are right, which I doubt in some cases.
Let me finish what you got there for a minute. Is this what you're after?
Why is it that the child first does things that are labeling and then, you know, first talks about actions and states of inanimate objects, and then talks about actions and states of inanimate objects, and then talks about agents. I mean, if there are these kinds of developmental differences, se independent of cognition, and that just takes him a long time to learn those things. And that he has to learn these kind of rules before he can speak. Like, you know, he'd have to learn something about certain morphemes before he can use them. But it may also be that it has something to do with just what he notices in the world and what he can manipulate, what he can't, what action schema does he have. What does he know about other people being agents? What does he know about objects and their properties?
Oh, Jacob, would you stop leaning on the fish you already have? Look, Jacob, eat this. Come on, eat that. No, eat this now. Come on. No, over here. Come on. Right over here. Eat this.
Grass is on the screen.
Yeah. I feed a few on pork. Is it a more glamorous dish? Serve it under glass.
So, like I sort of conjured up one prediction, like Greenfield mentions what she calls the object of demand. She says that, you know, the child first labels and then he uses that label in connection with some sort of demand mode, and then it's logical that that should come.
Hey, Jake. Wonder if lunch is over.
Yeah. And it's logical that that should come next.
Yeah.
Time for mop up?
Yeah. I'll mop up and then I'll put a piece of toast to chew on for dessert. Oh, Jacob, what a mess. You used to be saying that after every meal. Jacob, what a mess.
It's true, isn't it? You have to be able to
read.
Oh, my.
You certainly do enjoy your lunch.
It's all over every place. You think all parts of your high chair need lunch, don't you?
I suppose I shouldn't tell you. It reminds me of Jane Goodall's descriptions of hyenas. Well, eat their food but roll in it.
Yeah. What's your problem, kiddo? The what?
I'll be back.
Are you trying to get out? Do you want to come down?
Here, let me do a second round here. You're going to just smell like a fish. You're just going to be a very fishy baby.
Do you hear all these noises?
I try and write down what I can. It's extremely hard. Not only that, there's a large measure of arbitrariness. Mm-hmm. I try to at least indicate that there was babble going on at a particular time, and maybe something general about the character of babble, like liquid babble or sharply syllabic babble, something, anything, so that if me or somebody else wants to get a handle on babbling, I can say, fine, I know where on my tape to find the babbles. Sometimes they're very clear. Sometimes I've got, this pork kind of got overused. Jacob, I'm going to get a fresh fork. Sometimes they've got lovely contours and beautifully marked all the distances, and there's no great effort in sort of cataloging. Did I do that piece of toast after I said, oh, no. Jacob, would you like a little toast, man? Jacob? I'm glad you haven't.
Yeah,
oh, you still got a handful.
Because he already loved himself one.
Right into it. What does that mean now? I could put up some tea for a shower.
cost you? How do you get it?
Well, that's a good question. I was sort of at my wit's end thinking, visualizing all this money that I was going to be spending for this project. What happened was, what finally happened was I spoke to Jerry Lesser, head of human development.
Yes, I'll make a question right there. I spoke to Jerry Lesser.
Lesser, he's the head of human development. I mean, the chairman of the department. An apple?
Oh dear, if you have apple, you have to have it trimmed.
Wait a second, I'll see if there's some. He needs to have it trimmed without skin.
Would you like some of it? Oh, this is violent. I guess you really do want some. Okay.
Wait a second. Jacob, here's some apple. Jacob! Apple. Apple. Okay. Jacob, here. Here's some apple.
Here. I know it's not the same as my apple. It's almost the same.
No.
Don't have
Jacob, you can't have that apple.
Here, have this. Don't have this. Here, I'll put it.
No. Look, Jacob.
Jacob. Sit. All right, don't panic, kid.
Not that he's hungry either.
Keys. Give me my keys. Where's your keys? Here. Jacob, here are your keys. 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 In the bucket. Fish. In the bucket. Pretzel. Thank you.
for real.
Thank you.
Rattle. What's that squeal about?
Yeah.